Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1393. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Deiv, Bemer Bar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra Moshe. We are Fush Lema Sara Bas Fega Liba. Getting back to the halachis of Hachana preparations for the weekday. Okay, so interesting thing brought down in the Sefer Lamates Malachis. He says on page 121. Okay, so he says, in conjunction, we spoke about last time the concept of washing one's hands over the sink, and there's dirty dishes over there. So you have to remove the dishes? We says, no, you don't have to remove the dishes. It's a way of, it's no extra tircha, it's no extra bothersome. So he says, in a case like that, what a person could do, an acceptable alternative, he's in the middle of a paragraph, but just to read it, is to put the dirty dishes into an empty tub in the sink. The person, let's say, has a pan. You have a pan, right? Or possibly a dirty pan. You know, these pans, these kugel pans. And it's whatever, it's leftovers. He put that in the sink. Regular, without putting in any water, you just put it in the way it is in the sink. And or it's in the sink, let's say, assuming that it's in the sink already, whatever the case is, you have this pan, and now you put the dishes and everything in there. Fine, and it's dry, okay? So now what happens is, he brings down a more acceptable, an alternative to how to work with this, which would even make it easier, is putting the dirty dishes into an empty tub, right, in this pan, in the sink, then to wash one's hands, otherwise, and otherwise to use the sink as needed during the course of Shabbos. In other words, whenever I have to wash my hands, I use soap, I wash my hands, so the water and the soap automatically is going into this pan with the dirty dishes. I'm not bedafka filling up the pan with soap and water. That's a separate issue. Machlokes, we're not going to get into that. Filling it up bedafka for that. But I put the pan's in the sink. I'm washing my hands anyways. The pan's there, right? I'm washing my hands. Soap and water goes in there. So I put in the dishes. It's an empty pan. I put in the dishes as I'm washing, every time I wash my hands. So it fills up with the water, with the soap. That's how he brings it down. So putting it into an empty tub in the sink. So let's assume that the tub is in the sink, the pan is ready in the sink, and it's dry, then to wash the hands. Otherwise to use the sink as needed during the course of Shabbos, thereby incidentally filling the tub with water and soaking the dishes would be okay, right? Because automatically it happens. You do it once, it fills up a quarter of the way, then half the way, whatever, because I'm just washing my hands. This kind of arrangement does not bear any semblance of hachana at all because of the fact that no special effort was expended for the soaking. I'm not, let's put it like this. I'm not taking the tub and filling it up and then putting in the dishes. That's a different thing. There's much more of an action going on over there, which we're not going to get into right now. It's a different story, different ballgame. But right now, the tub, I have this pan in the sink. Dishes I put in there, there's no water in there, I put in regular dishes, and every time I wash my hands, the water goes into this tub. So there's no extra effort. Now, as we spoke about last year, there's no tircha yisera, no extra effort, so that would also be fine. Now, another interesting thing he brings down, there's a Sefer Lamates Malachos on page 122. He brings down, what about when I wash the glasses, right? We spoke about last time, if I have one dish, right? I have one dish, I'm allowed to wash, I need one dish. Right, I need one dish, I need two dishes. Could I wash 10? All 10, I might need this, I might need that. It's a possibility, I might need them. But I know for sure, I need one or two for sure. I might need two, I might need three. So then we said you could wash all. What about glasses, right? The glasses is not for the meal. Glasses is only a question of drinking. Now I have 10 glasses in the sink. I might take a drink. Fine, I might take a drink. Could I wash all the glasses in the sink? I might use this glass, I might use that glass. Is there any difference between the washing glasses, the cups, or washing the dishes? Okay, now so he says Lamaisa the same thing. He brings down, like we said last time, for the Mishabura, the Chol Echad Roy V'Oimed Lishtamish Boy Gam Hayoim. The Mishabura Sif Katan Chav Gimel in our Simin Shin Chav Gimel, like we spoke about, right? Since V'Oimed Lishtamish Boy Gam Hayoim, since it's I could use the Chol Echad, each one of these glasses could be used. So then he says it's fine. One may wash many glasses meaning drinking cups, right? Even though the person knows that only one will be needed. I'm only person in the house. There's two people in the house. I'll need a glass to drink. How many glasses do I need already? I need one. Right? But no problem. It's still all good because the person knows that they will need at least one of these glasses. The fact that any one of those glasses are suitable for the purpose, for this purpose. In other words, if it's a big, you know, if it's a big jug, like a coffee jug or something like that, you know, I take a drink of water, I take a glass. So to go and wash something, a glass or a cup, that there won't be any use for, right? I take my big coffee jug and I wash it out because I might need a little bit of water that you can't do. We're talking about a case in time. I have glasses. They're all the same size pretty much. I might use this glass. I might use that glass. They're all suitable for the same purpose. So that's what he brings down. That will be fine. The fact that any one of the glasses is suitable for the purpose of this drinking that the person might need permits them all to be washed, right? But again, reviewing from last time that if somebody knows for sure they won't be drinking at all, then one can't wash anything. But point is, even though you have 10 and I need only one, even my glasses would be okay as long as it would be a usable type of glass for the type of drink a person's going to need. Now, I just want to mention something which is nothing to do with Hachana, but people, I think many people don't know, and that is, as we know, after Shkia in general, I'm not getting into different minhagim, shalashudas, that's a separate thing, but the general halacha of the halacha lemais in general, after Shkia we don't eat, right? We don't eat, we don't drink in general. But we have to keep in mind that drinking water, when it comes to drinking water is allowed. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, that's how it's brought down. It just, he brings it down over here, does it say for Lama Tes Malacha, so I do want to mention it. People should be aware, if they need a drink of water, they should know you are allowed to drink water after Shkia. Drinking water is permitted even after Shkia. Okay, it doesn't have the din of the other food and the other drinks, whereby we don't eat and drink after Shkia, right, on Shabbos in general. But when it comes to water, it's a different halacha. Drinking water is allowed even after Shkia. So we should be aware of that. Sometimes, I know even by myself, a lot of times a person needs a drink, right? I remember I was by somebody's house and I got thirsty. I took some water. They said, what are you doing? You can't drink. It's after Shkia. Shulchan Aruch says water is okay if somebody needs it. If somebody needs water, you're allowed to drink water even after Shkia. Now, I just want to make clear also, we're talking about a Motzi Shabbos. In other words, a question of Havdalah. We're not talking about Kiddush. Kiddush is a different thing. Before Kiddush, you can't eat and drink. That's a separate thing. That's not even water. Even water. But when it comes to Havdalah, that's what we're talking about. That after Shkia, before Havdalah, okay, that's when we say that it's allowed, water is allowed after Shkia. All right? So Kiddush has a separate set of halachas, which we're not going to get into. But when it comes to Havdalah, that's what we're talking about. Thank you for listening. Aslachim, Baruch, Kol Tov.